live. It's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strange and mighty power.
It was a great day yesterday on the diamond, both baseball and softball. If you're a Carbon Dino fan, the Carbon Boys baseball team locked up the Region 12 championship by pulling off a two-game sweep over Richfield. And then the Carbon Lady Dino softball team also locked up the region crown as they pulled off a two-game doubleheader sweep over the Grand Red Devils. Carbon right now 12-6 overall, but a perfect 7-0 in league play. Three games left on the season slate, and we're going to talk about that right now. Joining us over the phone, we have manager Kurt Nunley. And coach, first off, congratulations on the region championship, and secondly, thank you for taking out the time to join us.
Hey, appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, coach, it's not an easy task to go unbeaten through region play, especially when you have to play teams twice, and then you take a look at the way Region 12 is represented right now in the RPI. Canyon View is ranked number 2. Emory is also in the top 10. I mean, it's not as if this was an easy region, but the girls have been able to navigate all the way through it, and they're one game away from finishing league play unbeaten.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's amazing that this group of girls, I mean, this is the third year in a row where we have wrapped up the region championship. You know, it's tough to have to even win one region championship, let alone three in a row. So we're very excited that, you know, we're 7-0 in region play right now. Yes, like you said, Emory's a tough team. You know, obviously Canyon View's a tough team. Even Richfield this year, Jordan, Richfield has improved tremendously. Their defense has improved tremendously. We had a little bit of a, you know, a game with them when they came up to Carbon, you know, a few weeks ago. So I'm not taking Richfield lightly at all, and I know the girls aren't either. So we're going to go down there. We're going to, you know, give it our best tomorrow and hopefully wrap up region undefeated 8-0.
Yeah, Coach, one of the things that impresses me the most, and I know that there are variables that you have to consider in this regard, but the season was so helter-skelter, so hit or miss early on, and then you guys had to play so many games later. One of the things that impresses me about this team is the fact that you guys did lose four out of your first five games. You're sitting there at 1-4, and since that stretch, the girls have gone 11-2. I mean, that's an impressive stretch of softball, considering you didn't know when you were going to play. The weather was so messed up, and then when you guys finally got on the field with warm weather, you were playing so many games, it seemed like every single day there was a game. I'm impressed by the resiliency and the way the girls bounced back from that slow start.
Yeah, absolutely, Jordan. After we lost to Grantsville, that Monday, we all sat down, we all talked, and you know, we talked about what we can do to get better. And you know, the girls were discussing what they could do to get better, and I even asked them what I could do to help them out, and we discussed that as well. You know, ever since we had that talk after the Grantsville, the girls have just bought in. They bought into the philosophy of the coaches. You know, us coaches have actually listened to the players and have actually done some things that the players wanted us to do. So when you talk about a team, that's what a team does. A team, you know, gets together, we talk about it, and, you know, it's not just the coaches that make all the decisions. It's just, but the players also have a part in that. And I think that's where it all changed, Jordan, to be honest with you, is after that talk, after that good talk that we had, after that Grantsville loss, you know, the girls have just bought in.
So you have that talk following the Grantsville loss, then you follow that up with a huge road win, topping Canyon View 3-2, and it was a game where you guys dominated. You outplayed Canyon View through and through. If I remember correctly, you had 12 hits to their 4, and if I'm not mistaken, Canyon View played at both their runs. They were unearned, right? So you guys go on the road, you kind of dominate Canyon View, but you have to gut one out. How important was that win to kind of set the tone for the next, I don't know, 9 games after that?
You know what? You know, that was a huge win, you know, going down there to Canyon View and playing Canyon View on their field and, you know, coming out of there, you know, with a 3-2 win. You know, these girls, they have the confidence that no one can beat them. I mean, we've got the talent. We definitely got the kid talent. We just need to make sure that we bring that talent to us, you know, to every single game. But, yeah, that Canyonview win, you know, that was the win that we had right after the Grantsville loss. And that's kind of where I thought, okay, we're in it now. We're in it now. We're playing. We're going to be a tough team to beat down the stretch. And so far, it's been proven that.
Again, our guest right now, manager Kurt Nunley of the Cureman Lady Dino softball team. Coach, during this stretch, we've seen some tremendous performances from Haven Byerly. In fact, she pitched back-to-back no-hitters, nearly had a perfect game against Emory. And then she's been complimented, I think, extremely well by Michaela Scoville. When you take a look at your 1 and 2 pitchers, is it fair to say that in the 3A classification, you guys are right there in the elite company of having the best 1-2 punch?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jordan. I think that's our strong point, to be honest with you. Our strong point is our pitching. It's our defense. We haven't had very many errors this year with our defense. And so when it comes to our pitching, I've always said this from the beginning, I'm very fortunate, very lucky to have the pitching that we have. You know, in softball, it's a little bit different than it is in baseball. In softball, you can go with one pitcher every single game. But I'm very fortunate that I have actually 4 good pitchers. I mean, I have Haven, I've got Michaela, I've got Kylan Sorensen, and even Danica Adams, who's a sophomore. And so with us having 4 really, really good pitchers on our team, it's going to play a part when it comes state time, for sure.
And we talk about what you guys have been able to do in the field, Coach, in the batter's box as well. You have a couple of seniors that have really hit the ball well. I mean, we could talk about two hitters over 400 right now with Gabby and also Michaela. It's not out of the norm to have a couple of 400 hitters, but for you to have 2 seniors kind of leading the way with a dynamic defense and a senior in Haven kind of setting the tone on the pitcher's mound, I know that both Gabby and Michaela have been huge.
Oh, very huge. Those two have been my top 3 hitters. I mean, you could even include Jenna Richards in there. You know, those top 3 hitters there, they've really carried the offense. They've really done a really good job with the offense there. And as a coach, it's pretty nice to have, you know, good hitting as well. I mean, I've just got a really fantastic team. I mean, defensively, offensively, you know, pitching. Very fortunate that I have very, very good players and very lucky, very blessed, I guess you could say, to be able to coach good talent. And that's what I've been able to coach these last 3 years. I've had really good talent on the Carbon High School softball team.
Yeah, I know it's always tough this time of the year, right? You have to say goodbye to these seniors who played their final home game. I mean, we still got a lot of softball, still to come. I mean, the state tournament is not that far off. You still have 3 regular season games, but these girls have played their final home games. That's got to be difficult.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's hard to see, you know, seniors leave the program. You spend a lot of time with your players. You really do. I know that you only have 2 months of the season, but we really start. Well, I've actually started back in September where I have open fields and, you know, 1 day a week. And then we start up in open gyms in January, you know, doing that twice a week. So you really spend a lot of time with these girls. You really get to know these girls. So when the seniors leave, it's tough on me. It really is. It's tough. You know, in a way, you really want to see these girls succeed, you know, the rest of the 2 weeks of their high school career. You really want them to see them come out. No matter what happens, Jordan, you know, these seniors are going to come out champions no matter what.
Hey, Coach, have we reached the point as we hit the end of April, we reached the point where the team kind of is what they are? I mean, you've seen this team play to their capability. You've also seen this team play below their capability. And so you know what they're capable of, but in the same sense, it's difficult to improve from here on out with so little time left. I mean, is that a fair assessment, or do you still believe there's time to improve in certain aspects?
Oh, I think there's time to improve, and I'm glad that we've got, you know, three more games to figure out the kinks here. But yeah, I think that there's still time for improvement. You know, I think that this year we've peaked at the right time. I think right now that the way that the team is playing, the way that the team is the chemistry is going with the team, the way that they're meshing, you know, the way that they boost each other up in the dugout, cheer each other on in the dugout. I mean, it goes a long way. And you know, ever since we've had that, I go back to the Grantsville loss, but ever since that Grantsville loss, it just seems like the attitude's changed. You know, things have gotten better each game that we go. And so, like you said, there is improvement that we need to still go. But I hope by the time the first round gets here, even the second round gets here, that, you know, that we're going to be the team that everyone is nervous to play.
Lastly, Coach, when you talk about improving over these final three games, where do you want to see most of that come from?
Offense. I'll be honest. We do have a good offensive team, but I would like to see more consistent hitting, especially when we've got runners in scoring position. You know, we need to make sure that we get those runners in that are in scoring position. We need to be able to move runners. And so I would actually like to see more offense. I know that we've had, you know, quite a few hits here and there, but, you know, there's been times where we've left too many people on base, and I'd like to make sure that we get those runners in and not leave them on base.
Well, Coach, it is great to get you back on. Great to talk about the girls again. Congratulations on winning that region championship, and hopefully you guys can finish strong over these last three games. It's all about jockeying for position now in that RPI. So, Coach, best of luck, and I look forward to talking again real soon.
Hey, Jordan, sure appreciate you and the radio station and the support that you guys give for all of Carbon High School sports and also Emory sports. You guys do a great job. Sure appreciate it.
No, I appreciate that, Coach, and I always look forward to our conversations. Best of luck tomorrow. Go get a win.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, Carbon will return to the field tomorrow. Three games left in the regular season. Already Region 12 champs. We've got to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll stick with the diamond, but we'll move over to Major League Baseball. We'll be joined by a great friend of mine, Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, will join us. We'll jump around the big leagues. That's coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.